And we're back. Once again, I'm still Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave.
And with us here, we have Bill Moffitt from NavWorks. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you doing?
And it says here on the schedule thingy something about ADS-B and the home-built Stein Air. Let's talk about that.
Sure.
So, we all know what, most of us know what ADS-B is. I'm a little rusty on that, so could you tell me what it is?
Well, I won't give you the acronym because it's just another acronym the FAA came up with. But what it is to us, the general aviation pilots, is a, I like to call, a poor man's TCAS. It's going to allow all the aircraft that's equipped with the UAT devices see each other in the pattern or in the air or on the ground while they're taxiing out. It's a mechanism for us to get free weather and traffic in the cockpit. And overall, it's going to be a huge safety instrument for the general aviation pilot.
Well, that's cool. And I'm assuming that this is a device that is easily installed in virtually any aircraft.
Right, virtually any aircraft. It's going to have two coax cables, one to a GPS antenna, one to a DME antenna on the bottom of the airplane, and then cables for power and the display.
That's pretty simple installation, that in the panel space, of course.
So it's about time somebody decided to let the airplanes tell each other where they were.
Exactly.
Well, that is, that's been one of the problems. You know, everybody thinks it's a big blue sky, but yet airplanes still keep running into each other in that big blue sky. And this is important. I've been fortunate enough to see TCAS at work, and I'm all for it because it's telling me about aircraft that I can't see. And there we are, buzzing right along at 16,000 feet. Oh, yeah, there's something 5,000 feet below you, and I'm looking, and I don't see it. And, you know,
it's a big sky, and they're little airplanes.
They're big sky, little planes, and sometimes they come together with disastrous results.
Okay, so how does NavWorks fit into this picture?
NavWorks is just one manufacturer of ADS-B avionics. We're sure that a couple other vendors will be out there in the near future, but other than Garmin, NavWorks is the only company today selling ADS-B UAT equipment.
Nice. So that means right now you've sort of got the market cornered there.
Well, not really. Everyone's still waiting on the FAA to complete the entire rollout of all 794 ground stations that the ITT got a contract for back in 07. These will all be put in the United States, Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and Puerto Rico by the end of 2013.
Wow, they got a long way to go yet. That's 4 years off.
It's a long way, but fortunately, over the last, say, average of 7 years, there's been quite a bit of equipment already installed on the East Coast in Alaska.
Well, I can understand why they could use it on the East Coast. We're a major traffic headache when it comes to aviation. But why Alaska? Is there that much traffic up there?
Well, I think for Alaska, it was more for the weather and right. The terrain separation. A lot of pilots obviously having CFIT problems. And a combination of the ADS-B along with a moving map showing the terrain dramatically brought down the accident and death rate in Alaska.
Okay, for those of you who are not familiar with CFIT, that's controlled flight into terrain. Basically, you hit a mountain. It's a very bad thing. And of course, Alaska is it's one of the more, it's probably the most rugged country in the United States. It's understanding that the bush pilots up there, they have a bad enough accident rate as it is, and this equipment is going to help reduce that accident rate.
That's right.
Well, that sounds like a plan to me. What's one of these units cost?
Our ADS-B UAT receiver retails for $1,495, and we're coming out with our transmitter add-on for another $1,000 on top of that for a total of $2,500.
That's cheap insurance.
It is.
That really is, because that could put you in a position of more information, knowing where you are and avoiding possibly a catastrophic scenario.
Yes.
That's really cool.
We term it affordable ADS-B.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, because the key word there, of course, is affordable. And this system can be installed in virtually any airplane.
That's right.
You have, of course, 12 and 20 or 28. Yeah, 12 volt and 24 volt systems for this, right?
Right. Our unit actually takes anywhere from 9 to 48 volts. We designed it for the 48 volt so we could get it in the sailplanes and they could put a higher voltage pack in there and they could run a portable installation in the sailplanes.
Run longer.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Not bad, actually. So how many of these have you sold?
We generally keep that private. We don't like to give our competitors information.
Rephrase it. Have sales been good?
Sales have been better than our expectations. They've been brisk starting from approximately February of this year.
Okay. That's
very
good.
Brisk.
That's very
now, you don't need the transmitter option is so that your airplane can broadcast its location.
That's right. And right now, that's being used mostly by the FAA. The FAA, of course, the ultimate use of this system is to replace the existing radar transponder mechanism for FAA surveillance of aircraft.
Okay. Well, that's of course, part of the big picture with ATC and everything. That's why you have transponders on board, so they can say, yep, there he is, we know who you are, and come on in. And, of course, the information that's given out on that is also tied into the higher-cost TCAS. And that's been one of the big arguments against TCAS is the expense of it for the general aviation guy. So what you've got here is you've got a system that's much more inexpensive, much more affordable for a GA driver versus the airlines, which they have the money, and I know it because I fly the airlines, and, well, we'll not get into that.
But, yeah, and hopefully this system is as capable as TCAS, and hopefully it's easy to use for the pilot.
Well, the only difference, of course, TCAS, above and beyond identifying aircraft that's coming at you, it also controls the autopilot to move the planes out of the way. ADS-B doesn't. It relies on the pilot to actually move the aircraft out of the way.
Somebody actually doing the flying.
Exactly.
Well, that's the way most EA Airs prefer it, by the way. Let me fly the airplane. And we're just going to forget about the autopilot because we're only using that in bad weather.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, where can we find you on the field?
We're in Hangar D, booth 4069.
4069. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, Bill.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good luck to you guys. And I'm going to have to stop by there and take a look at your system.
Thanks.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.